Hi guys, I hope all is going well. It is destiny. So yes, biggest update of my life. So I just got laid off of my first career job. It was me and along with, 25 other people. So I didn't feel, targeted in some type of way. I think the biggest thing for me now is trying to find myself. With me being a mother, I would say a year and some change ago, this is very hard for me. I feel like my biggest thing for me was that I love to run track and I love to take care of my brothers. I was very, very family orientated. I look at things as more of so that status. I want to have that status that I want for myself. But I want it done my way. And I want to get it done by any means necessary. So for that, I'm looking into what to do next as far as work-wise, to make money. I get my last check on freaking Friday. So I'm just, lost for words right now. I have some education under my belt, but I know that I have to get some type of certification to do something, as well as getting my foot in the door for some type of public health job. This is so hard for me because I'd rather just, run track all day, every day. But is that going to pay the bills? Is that going to get me that status that I want? Is that going to give me the stability that I need with me having my first child? Obviously, of course, having my fiance. And just the things that I know that I have to do in order to be an adult and stand on my own as a family or even without a family. So, wow, here it is, Destiny Fisher. I remember when I got laid off on Monday, I was happy at the same token. But I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, I have so much that I can do. And I was being very confident. Then I began to get in the phase of, dang, what am I going to do? Like, I don't have any experience under my belt. I just have the education. It's something that I need to do. I want to help people. I want to, help youth. I want to help adults. I want to be that advocate as far as health goes. Because I wouldn't say it's simple, but it's more so getting into the pattern of doing right. And doing what's right for you. I love maternity health. I think I've gotten more into it based off of, getting that leadership and motivation from my classmates. I love maternity health. I mean, as far as a mother, being able to have that ground to stand on during pregnancy and even after pregnancy. It takes a lot for us mothers to get that confidence back that we need in order to obtain a life for our child and just for the things and necessities that we need as a people. So with that moving forward, I'm just, figuring it out. It's hard. This is definitely a phase of life that I am excited to be out of. I want to know my purpose in life. I want to work in my purpose in life. And I want to be happy and stable and comfortable where I am. Where I am, I'm not comfortable and I'm not happy. I am, I wouldn't say always mad, but I do have that tendency to look at the negatives and not really be thankful of the positives because it could be worse. I could be in worse situations, but just analyzing and figuring out what I'm going to do and putting the action in place. I feel like as a people, we say what we want to do, but the actions, it sounds like it's so much and it's so hard to accomplish. But, we have to realize that we're here for each other and we have to get that help. We have to find it some way, somehow, because no one is going to find it and do it for us. It's literally us doing it for ourselves. No one can sew our hands and make us do anything. It's more so us putting in that work and having that accountability to know that we are doing the best we can do as a people. And it's a journey. and I'm excited to accomplish this journey. So to those who are, you know, trying to figure out what's going on, what's their purpose, we'll get there. I promise you we will. It's going to take some hard work. And I love the scripture in the Bible, you know, faith without works is dead. And I mean, when I analyze that, I'm looking at, you know, you want God to make all these blessings and do all these things for you, but you can't just sit on your butt. You have to give him that notion that you want this. You at least, you know, meet him halfway. Have that self-discipline. So I am definitely excited to take on this task. I'll keep you guys updated, but right now I'm definitely in phase one. And I don't know, it's kind of scary for me. I love to try and do things, but it's a matter of how do I look? Who would I be helping? How would I help them? Am I going to be smart enough? You know, things of that sort that, you know, us people question on a daily. But I am tired, but I'm going to still keep working. Love you guys. Hope you guys are listening and taking heed to this. Have a great one, and bye.